Translation. The inhabitants of Raja cut the gigantic body of Putana into pieces with the help of axes. Then they threw the pieces far away, covered them with wood, and burned them to ashes. Purport. It is the practice that after a snake has been killed, its body is cut into various pieces for fear that it may come to life again simply by interacting with air. Merely killing a serpent is not sufficient. After it's killed, it must be cut to pieces and burned, and then the danger will be over. Putana resembled a great serpent, and therefore the coward man took the same precautions by burning her body to ashes. Shri Chaitanya Manogistam Sthapitan Yena Buddhale Swayam Rupa Kavadaya Madhavan Nadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vinda Panishwari Vistavana Sutta Devi Prani Hari Priye He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Namo Brahmai Devaya So the inhabitants of Raja cut the gigantic body of Putana into pieces with the help of axes. Then they threw the pieces far away, covered them with wood, and burned them to ashes. And we thought, Raja, it's very sweet. This is like a horror. Can you imagine? It's like a horror movie, cutting so much body into pieces and then throwing them far away, covering them with wood. It's like, you know, like, who did it? It's like, you know. And there is no peace anywhere. There is always anxiety. And in Krishna's pastimes, there is lots of them. So if you have joined this movement to find peace of mind, you're on the wrong address. How more advancement you make, how more anxiety you will have. But the anxiety is not for in concern to your body, etc. The anxiety is more, to do your service properly. Because Krishna, in the beginning, it's like a baby when he starts to walk, you know, and then the parents, they hold the baby so like they won't fall. And then at one point, the baby can walk, but then he wants to be carried. And then the parents say, you walk yourself, you know, like that. So in the beginning of devotional life, Krishna makes it very easy to you. You get a real, real taste. The first time you go on Harinam, the first time you go on book distribution, you immediately sell sometimes a big book. And you say, how did I do that? You know, and then years after that, you don't manage to sell any small book. And just like that, Krishna thinks that, well, you know it now. He gives you in the beginning a little lenience, and then you have to do it on your own strength. So in devotional life, it's like if you go to school, there's all the time exams, right, which you can fail or you can succeed, and then you go higher and higher. So if you're peaceful, that means something is wrong. it's for a while. You should know it's only for a while, because there will something happen, either with your health, or people talk bad about you, or Krishna gives you another handicap. They give you handicap. Krishna gives you handicap. And then a hurdle. And you have to cross that hurdle. So if something like that happens, it means Krishna thinks you're ready. That you're ready to do the next step. And if you fail it, which happens a lot, then he will wait again for a while until you think, you know. And then he will give you the same hurdle. He goes exactly the same in other circumstances. It's like that. And there's all kinds of hurdles. It's like, you know, for some people, you have to learn to be patient. For others, it's other hurdles to people letting you down. You know, if you take charge in any position, the Sankirtan leader, the Bhakta leader, the temple president, the temple commander, the head pujari, you know, there's always people due to circumstances, sometimes beyond their control and sometimes because of their maya, who let you down. You know, they say, oh, sorry, can't make it. Or my car broke down. It's a proper reason. Can't come to the altar. You have to find someone. Anxiety. Who can dress the deities? You know, like that. And cooking, anything. For the president as well, like that. Your brahmacharya wants to go with the Harinam Ruchi group, you know, two of them in London, two of them wanted to go. One was stopped by his guru. But it's a big anxiety if you have only six brahmacharis and two want to go, like that. So Krishna never, you know, it's all the time he gives you tests. For me also, you know, just, I don't want to mention that. No, try not to mention names, but it might be obvious. No, I was invited by a certain temple somewhere. I was not invited. I wanted to go there, and I said, you know, I come to your place, and it's in somewhere in India. And I said, I will pay my own ticket, but at least you have to pick me up from the airport and give me a free room, a free prasadam, or else it will be too costly, right? Normally they pay my ticket, you know, so like that. And he said, oh yes, great, wonderful, blah, 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 blah. And I will, this person who will handle it. So, you know how it is in ISKCON. I find the most painful thing is people don't reply to your letters. Even after a reminder, even after offering something for free, they don't. It's the most painful. I even wrote a song about it, you know. There's the antisocial networkers who don't return my mail. They say they didn't get it, but I've sent it without fail. Or a more sweeter one, Prabhu, how are you? You must be very busy. It's a song from the Beatles. Remember how Srila Prabhupada himself answered all the letters, you know, something like that. Please, please, it matters to me. Anyway, like that. So, time passed by, and I wrote him a reminder, another reminder. Recently, another reminder. Then, on my birthday, I was born on the 4th of September, which was actually Vamana's appearance day then, so actually I was born on this day. So then I get a letter, oh yes, we will pick you up at the airport, but the room, that will be, 1,500 rupees, and then for a month it's 30,000 rupees. First I got very angry. My mind gets disturbed, you know. Then I looked at Balaram, I have a picture of Balaram. Balaram is in charge of Vrindavan, right? Ultimately, the Lord, he knows, he's in everyone's heart. So it's, you know, the Lord is in the heart, you know, he knows what's happening. So normally, if I would be younger, I would write him a heavy letter, you know, cursing him or whatever like this. This way I didn't retaliate. It spoiled my birthday, my first hours, because I had a party, and then I was like a little like, But then I thought, no, I don't get depressed till it actually is confirmed, you know, till it's sure. I will write him a letter when I'm calmed down. We should never write a letter when you're disturbed, or else you write something heavy or nasty, and then it becomes even more nasty. So I said to Lord Balaram, I said, you know, why is this happening? You know, you're in charge, you know, so what have I done? Or maybe I've done something wrong, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm very disappointed. Well, you know how I am, then I just don't go to Vrindavan, then I go to South India, you know. I feel now I'm unwanted, then I don't go. That's the way I am. So, and then after a while, then I wrote the letter to the person. I said, oh, no, I said Vrindavan, mentioned it. And then I said, well, you know, you promise. What do you think Srila Prabhupada would say? And then he wrote, yes, it's okay. Sorry, I flopped it out. But anyway, so things happen like that. You know, people promise you, yes, I will be there, I will participate, and they let you down. So I read something interesting here in this verse. It said, para subir, with the aid of access. So, which personality of the Bhagavatam comes to your mind by hearing this name? Parasaram, the Lord with the X, Ram with the X, para. I didn't know para was X. I thought para was supreme. Blah, blah, blah. So, Parasaram, with the aid of excess. So Putana was able to give her breath to just enter the house of Yasoda and just breastfeed that baby. So why did that happen? Does anyone remember? Why no one protested? Pardon? No. It wasn't mentioned that it was that case, no? Why was Putana able to enter the house and even go to the bedroom or to the room where Krishna was staying and offer her breast? Pardon? No. It is because she was so beautiful. Because she was so beautiful, Mother Yasoda and Rohini were thinking, she's a goddess of fortune. The goddess of fortune has come to grace our home. Oh yes, yes, give her breath. When you are beautiful, especially, and handsome, but especially when you're a beautiful lady, then you get away with murder almost. You know, if you drive something to do with a car and a policeman come, you flash your eyelashes, and you're pretty, then, you know, and she was expert, she never got the tickets, you know, till she got older. But it's like that. There's a picture of a young, pretty girl, 8-10 years old, hitting a dog or any animal with a stick. And people look, and then there's a picture of an ugly girl, same stick hitting the same dog. And they show it to people. First the one with the pretty girl. And what do you think? What do you think? Oh, nice girl. What a horrible girl with the ugly girl. Immediately like that, the reaction. So, a beauty, it's so appealing that you don't expect a murderer to be good looking. You expect, you know, with a black, maybe with a black thing around him, if he's going to burgle your house or he comes, you don't look him as a gentleman, you know, with a like that. You have these things in your mind. If someone is good looking, then they're also good. And if they're ugly, then whatever, like that. So in this way, Putana was able to enter the house of Yasoda. Then the pieces were thrown far away. So imagine that when this witch, when this beautiful woman suddenly turned, was it 7 miles long? 12. Very long. She suddenly changed. And that, you know, and then when she dropped dead, then her fangs came out and her hair, red hair, I think, scattered like this. And it must have been so fearful, and the hearts of Mother Yasoda go, you know, my baby, you know, he's all the way there. Oh, and you know, it's anxiety. Can you imagine if you have, for those who are mothers, that your baby would be carried away by someone looking like that? Oh, you because as a parent, you rather want to suffer yourself, right, than your child, isn't it? Like that, and even if you're 80 and the child is 60, you still, you know, worry about them. There's a TV commercial, was there, in Holland, and you see a very old couple. For old is my age, you know. Sometimes I meet someone in a bus or a tram, and I think it's an old man. I say, how old are you? And they say, 57. I think, I'm 10 years old. But they look old to me. I'm also old. I forget all the time. Anyway, so you see this old couple going in a car, they're going to a farm, and then they ring the door, and then the door opens, and an older person, say of 80 years, opens the door, and then afterwards, the next scene, they sit in the courtyard, and they have a breakfast. And then the eldest mother says to the younger man of 60, says, now drink your milk. Like that. So it's like that. Parents will always stay parents. It's for the rest of your life you feel like that. And children, unfortunately, sometimes act like children for the rest of their life. Like, mommy, give me this. Peter, can you help me? Like that. It's not meant to be, but sometimes you have children like that. So in the spiritual world, there is, like, for instance, when Krishna, you know, when there was the lake where everyone was dying, the Yamuna, and then there was this, because there was this big serpent in there with many hoods, and then Krishna jumped, you know, and on top of his head and started to dance, and everyone was, Mother Yasoda was fainting of anxiety, etc., that he would be bitten by all these, you know, there were so many snakes, and he was angry, so he was all the time like this, and Krishna and did a little artistic dance on top of those hoods, jumping from one hood to the other, because there was fire coming out. Can you imagine if you were in 8 fires and hoops like that? So there's all the time anxiety, and then there's bliss afterwards. You know, the demon is killed, hooray! And then, oh, the coward boys go home. Guess what? You know, there was this big demon, and he opened his mouth, and it was as high as the sky. And we all entered, and Krishna killed him, you know, like that. So it is anxiety and how you call that? Ecstasy. It's just bliss and happiness. That's life. So for us, for devotees, anxiety will come, but we have to get our strength from being happy in Krishna consciousness at the time where you're able to be happy, you know, in a kirtan, in a festival, and try to be happy practically every day, you know. Every day should be a festival, a little festival. But sometimes if you eat cake every day, you don't appreciate it. You know, what kind of cake? Oh, strawberry cake. With cream? Okay. Like that. Then it becomes, you become accustomed to that. You know, like here, this is such an opulent temple. You know, there's no poverty. There is no, you know, there's always something to eat. And there is all, if not, there is the shop, you know, like that. And there is maha, and lots of maha, not just, you know, because there are 3 plates being offered. In other temples, there's only 1 plate. In other temples, they don't offer anything, you know. They don't even Mongol Aarti sweet. They offer 1 Mongol Aarti sweet, or they don't offer any Mongol Aarti sweet. Very simple standard, you know. It's a preaching center, Prabhu. Like that. And here the deities get dressed in the morning, evening. All the temples, the deities are dressed. In the evening, they just take the jewelry off. No, not even the jewelry off. They don't even get a garland. They get only a garland at certain days. And they don't have night pajamas. They have the same outfit. And they change it once a week. So there's all kinds of different standards. So this temple has a very high standard. Also, it has to do also with wealth. But also, Krishna provides the wealth. Because in other temples, they say, well, we don't have money to buy flowers. But I would say, if you buy flowers, money will come to you. Or start growing your own flowers in the garden, and in the winter get crocuses, and the bulbs will stay, and they grow next year, and this way, come. It's a lack of faith if you think we're poor. Because there is so many stories of, like, a temple, to go out of the temple because they couldn't pay the rent. And then suddenly they found something with $300 or $2,000, whatever had to be paid. It's a fate. When I was a pujari here, we had a flute, a golden flute, and a silver flute. The silver flute was nice. The golden flute scraped Krishna's fingers here. You could actually see it was scraped, and I didn't like it to put it on, but at the same time, I like to match the things, you know, gold jewel with a golden flute. So I didn't like it. So one time, after putting them to rest in the afternoon, I found a golden flute on the money box, you know, and very tiny ones wrapped in this hot pink color, which means golden. It's still there. So I wanted to have golden ankle bells for the deities, for Radha Gokulananda. Then a jeweler came to me from Bambli, Mataji, and she said, I would like to offer something in gold to the deities. I said, how about golden ankle bells for Gokulananda? And she said, oh, that would be nice. So on Janmashtami, she offered them. I put them on. And when she saw them, she was so like, wow. She made them for Gornitai, for Sitaram Laksmanan, for Radharani. She made them for all. It's like that. And when I was used to be a pujari, when there was a guest coming, I always ask, what are you doing? You know, and if they like were dealing in fabric, I said, could you bring some fabric? You know, or if they were offering chapati flour, which we had loads of, she said, can you next time offer a pineapple or some mango? You know, because we have too much chapati flour. Said, oh, yes, very nice, like that. So you have a mouth to ask. And you can beg on the flower shops like we do in Amsterdam. We go to the flower shops and we ask the flowers which are, you know, wide open. So people don't, like here maybe, but in Holland we buy them closed. Because then they last for a week. If you offer them open, then they're in 3 days they're wilted. But they're perfect for the deities to make petals and like that. So we got always our flowers for free. And then we used to go to the wholesale market and ask. You know, you give them sweets and cookies, whatever. You make restart a relationship. And things, Prabhupada says, you know, Lakshmi is the consort of the Lord. And you can pick Lakshmi from the air. You just have to open your mouth and to ask like that. So there's no need for poverty. So today is Vamana's appearance day. And I think he was the first, well, I haven't checked it, but in my mind was that he was the first incarnation who appeared in a human form, wasn't he? And he was very small. And also, there are two incarnations of the Lord, he and Balaram, who are known for their, not for their strength, beauty. So in his case also, because he was a little dwarf, like for children you always, oh, you know, but he was a dwarf, like, but he was beautiful. Sometimes dwarf, like, they don't have nice features. I played one time in a musical, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And all the dwarfs were looking different, but some had the character of a dwarf. But some looked like punk. It was a punk. He had all tattoos and had a beard. Another one was like, he looked like Jason Donovan at the time. It was at that time, you know, like a sweet face. And like that. So also Vamanadeva was a very beautiful boy. And he asked King Bali. At that time, the demons had taken over the heavenly regions of the demigods. There's a constant fight between the demigods and the demons. And Bali Maharaj was then the emperor of the whole world, say. Though the demigods asked the Lord to help all the time when they are in trouble, they ask the Lord, in this case, Lord Narayan. Most of them don't know about Lord Krishna, which is an amazing, you know, that. I will talk about that later. So, and then the Lord appeared as Vamanadeva, and he went to Bali Maharaj. And Bali, because he's a Brahmin, and Bali Maharaj is a Kshatriya, so the nature, the relationship of a Brahmin and a Kshatriya, is the Kshatriya gives in charity to the Brahmin. Sometimes we'd even asking, what would you like? So he saw this little brahmana with a little umbrella, with his water pot, and he says, can I help you? What would you like? He says, I like 3 steps of land, please. He was very small. 3 steps? Oh, you can have much more than that. You want a kingdom? You want gold? 3 steps will do. So he said, all right, so can you imagine a dwarf, 3 steps, that is about as big as the lotus, maybe, or maybe not even be, you know, this lotus on the floor. So I said, all right, dig 3 steps anywhere. So he took 1 step, and he covered the whole earth. You know, it was very high, covered the whole earth. And then another step, he covered the whole planetary system. Then Bali Maharaj was like, you know, I don't have anything anymore to give. Then he was thinking, oh, wait a minute. Put your next step on my head, your feet on my head. So in other words, you offer your head. In other words, you know, you give yourself. So because he gave himself completely, the Lord became very pleased. And what did he become? His doorkeeper. Whenever there's a king, there's two guards at the door of his private chambers, and it's 2 guards at the door of the palace, and maybe 2 more at the gate, and 2 more. Like this, how more important you are, how more guards you have. Jai, Lord Shivski, Jai. Whoever dressed Mother Sita, well, I loved, and you know the garlands which someone made for Radharani and Sita Devi. So beautiful. The most important thing, except after cleanliness and punctuality in deity worship, is flowers. In Holland, there's expression, zeg het met bloemen, which means say it with flowers. You know, if you're going to see your mother-in-law, what did you bring? Flowers, like that. So, and people come and they bring flowers. They bring here now many flowers for Mangalarti also. There's never a shortage of flowers. Especially flowers which have a scent are very nice. In the winter, freesias, they are very small. They come in yellow, white, and purple, and they're very heavenly. And when I was Pujari here, we used to have a tree here, a magnolia tree. Who remembers that? A magnolia, they have flowers like this. And I offered them just that one flower on the plate, and it smelled like a drink, you know, like grapes, or like, it was so nice to offer it. You feel really like you offer a flower, rather than these little marigolds, which are, you know, not really first class. Anyway, so going back to Vamanadeva, so the Lord, he reciprocates, and if you're personal to him, he will be personal to you. If you're generous to him, if you give him jewels, he will give you jewels. Sometimes, not always. Sometimes he's testing. You know, if you give him food, he will never be hungry. You know, like that. So the Lord is a person. And the way I treat the Lord, you know how I treat the Lord? Is the way I like to be treated, with respect. I treat him with respect. No, but with what I would like, that some people give me a present, and when they see me, they're happy. You know, I like that. Rather than if someone sees me, they go, Jai Prabhu. Or if they go, Eyeball, nice to see you. That softens my heart more. Is that for you also like that, Vishwambar? For you, Jai Dev? You too? Oh, right? If someone goes, oh, how nice, how are you? You're looking, you know, like this and this and this. It's nicer than, Jai Prabhu, please send my obeisances. And then they walk off. Like that. So people treat, you know, like I visit temples. And now we have a guest master. He's not here, so I can talk about it. If you go to the guest room, it looks like you're in the Hilton. You know, there's a little towel folded and another towel, and there's a clean soap and a pump with soap, and this and that, and there's water there, and there's 5 packets of different kinds of tea and hot water kettle. You know, and a maha plate with a Mangalarti suite, and, you know, and if in other temples they don't even have clean bedding. It says, oh, sorry, forgot about it. And it's like that. It's like that, you know. So the Lord is treated in each temple in a different way. And he responds. And because he's treated nicely here, so then here there's abundance. He just responds like that. So, also it's the appearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami, and who was one of the Goswamis. And he was the youngest, I think. I haven't studied it, and I'm not a scholarly. So, and he wrote many things. And it's his appearance day, and I feel fortunate that I took birth on his appearance day. And when I went to the 80s to India, I got my horoscope done. And in the horoscope, I didn't know my exactly when I was born. My mother said I was born on a Sunday around noon. So I thought, I said to the astrologer, I don't know. He said, first thing they ask, when are you born? What is the time to make a proper adjustment? So then he asked me a question. Then the third question he asked, was your ninth year a bad year for your father? I said, I think so, because he died when I was nine. Then he said, then you're born at 11:45. You know, just because there's an expert astrologer. There's lots of bogey astrologers who just want your money. But others, they know. And another thing he said, you will be lighter, because I was dark when I was young. When I was young, they called me names because I was dark. Like a Chinese, poop Chinese, they called me because I was so dark. And then he said, you will write. You will write. And when I was young, when they asked me to write something about my holiday, I filled it in blank because I didn't know I had anything to say. And now I'm writing, you know, lyrics in another language. So it's amazing. So somehow or other, there's a plan for us. Sometimes we don't believe it, you know, that me, writing, me, this, you know, you can't believe it. Oh, really? Okay. So we all can from a nobody, we can become somebody if we use the talents which are given to us to the full extent. And sometimes we can have many talents. Sometimes we can just do one thing. And Srila Prabhupada said, in one case, in a letter, he said, you don't have to learn to drive a car. There's no need. He says, just do what you like doing and do it for Krishna. Because if you can do what you like doing, you can go to bed and think, oh, tomorrow I will do this. And if you get up, you say, I will do this. Then your life is fun. But being in the material world, being with a material body and with your mind, then there is always trouble in paradise. You see, you either be sick or other people make life difficult for you. Nature, you know, you organize a Janmasti festival, how much £1,000 we spent on it, and it's raining. You know, so you still work, but the result, you leave it up to him. And sometimes you can complain to him. I'm complaining, but you don't need to complain. Pure devotees don't complain, but I do complain. And, you know, often, what is this? Why is this happening? Waste of money. One time, Jayadev is here. Many, many years ago, I was performing in the Radha Das Summer Festival, a drama or a musical, playback, you know. And I wanted to redo it, and I asked Jayadev to play, to sing the part of, I forgot if it was, I think it was either Nanda Maharaj or in Govardhan, or it was Krishna in Sudama. I think it was Krishna Sudama. And he said, sorry, Prabhu, I don't have time. And I came specifically to England. I was already in England to record him. And then I went to the altar that, you know, now I'm here, you know, I've come all the way here, and I wanted to offer something. And he said, ask Hari Kirtan, you know. But Hari Kirtan also couldn't do it. So then I went to the altar and said to my dear Lord Gokulananda, you know, I'm here now, and I came here to record my musical show for the pleasure of the devotees in Radhades and the guests. And now I don't have any Krishna. And so, you know, I said, you are in charge, you know, it is, but I find it a little waste of Lakshmi, but you're in charge. Like that, maybe you just wanted me to come here for my purification, but you're in charge, you know, anyway. So then, and a few hours later, Jayadev called me and said, actually, I can do it. You don't remember it, but I remember. Yeah. No, it's like that. And it doesn't mean that it was bad will on your side. You know, maybe you had another gig or something else to do, because he's my well-wisher, you know. He's my well-wisher. There's devotees who bear you. Can you say that? A good heart? Is that English? That they wish you well, a well-wisher. No, he's my well-wisher. He always, you know, like that. And we need that. We all need people who support us and who actually care of us and love us. And, you know, I myself, I'm very picky, but he is very magnanimous with it. But anyway, so Jiva Goswami's appearance day. And so I'm feeling blessed that I can do a little writing. Maybe it was because of him that I can have a little skills in writing, but still with the aid of many others. And that is good for me, because Krishna does that, because if I could write by myself, I would become puffed up. I have the tendency to become puffed up quickly. So, because I need the help of other people, so that keeps me, you know, like a little not puffed up. Like that. We all need the help of others. And some people think they can do it by themselves, but then, you know, they find themselves alone. And the tendency, you know, of a new devotee or someone, in the beginning, a new devotee is always thinks everyone is a pure devotee here. When you come here for the first time, everyone is a pure devotee. And then after 4 years, 7 years, there's a tendency to think, actually, this one is lazy, this one is crazy, this one is sad, this one is mental, this one is, you know, never goes to Mongolati, this one chances rounds really uselessly, you know, and this one is this. Actually, I'm the only pure devotee here. And then comes the fall. And then you become humble again, and then you can rise again, like that. So are there any questions? It's 5 minutes to almost questions.